The Oracle
is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Good morning and welcome to this Tuesday's episode of your Wealth Class on Radio. My name is Ruth Ibikuni. It was another record of red session yesterday on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange as the all-share index closed lower by 0.67% to settle at 27,570.94 points against the previous 27,755.87 points it closed last Friday. Market capitalization likewise declined by 0.67% to close at 14.360 trillion naira against the previous close of 14.456 trillion naira, thereby shedding 96 billion naira. Aggregate volume of traded stocks closed at 136.6 million units, down by 1.5% from the previous close of 132.6 million units. The value of traded stocks fell by 23.76% to settle at 1.58 billion naira from 1.28 billion naira of the corresponding review period. Total number of deals was 3,302, down by 3.54% from the previous close of 3,189 deals. Market breadth closed negative as 11 stocks gained, while 18 stocks declined in their share prices. Jaiz Bank led percentage gainers with 6.25% growth to close at 68 kobo from the previous close of 64 kobo. Japur Oil, Wando, and Cornerstone Insurance, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 5%, 4.35%, and 3.70%. Law Union and Rocks Insurance tops the percentage price decliners list, shedding 9.57% each of its share price to close at 1 naira 4 kobo from the previous close of 1 naira 15 kobo. WAPIC Insurance, Nigerian Breweries, and Unity Bank, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 9.09%, 9.03%, and 8.77% respectively. Zenith Bank traded about 22.45 million units of its shares in 426 deals, valued at about 441.6 million naira. UCAP traded about 17.16 million units of its shares in 225 deals, valued at about 50.98 million naira. Guarantee Trust Bank traded about 12.43 million units of its shares in 293 deals, valued at about 362.8 million naira. Do not forget this Saturday, 22nd of February 2019, there's going to be a forest seminar at number 140 Iju Road, Faga Bus Stop. You'll be learning how to master the act of trading the financial market. We will not just be talking forex, but stocks and commodity trading. The time is 10 a.m. and it's free. For further inquiries, call Wally on 0803048 5447. I'll take the number again, 0803 3048 5447. Make sure you're there. Let us quickly look at full year earnings and dividend projections of few equities as time will permit. But before that, I'll go on a short break. Please don't change this radio dial. I'll be right back.
The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. In case you're just tuning in, you are welcome to your World Class on Radio, and Stockwatch is a program. Like I said before the short break, we are going to project 2019 audited earnings of few companies based on their past performances with reference to their released 2019 unaudited reports. The first on the list is Wema Bank. Wema Bank in 2018 paid a final dividend of 3 kobo from the earnings per share of about 9 kobo. This implies that the bank paid 3% of its earnings as dividend in 2018. Though for quite a number of years, the bank did not pay dividend until 2018. The earnings per share of the bank in the quarter 4 unaudited is 11 kobo, up by 22% when compared to the earnings per share of 9 kobo in full year 2018. Earnings per share of 11 kobo is projected for Wema Bank in its full year audited report for 2019. Dividend payout of 3 kobo, same as 2018, is projected for Wema Bank. FCMB, First City Monument Bank, paid 14 kobo as final dividend in 2018, which represents 18.42% of its earnings that year. The earnings per share of the holding company in its unaudited fourth quarter report is 89 kobo. up by 17.11% when compared to the earning per share of 76 kobo reported in full year 2018. Earning per share of FCMB is projected at 80 kobo when the full year 2019 audited report is eventually released. Based on the projected earnings of 80 kobo, we expect FCMB to pay a final dividend of 15 kobo. Dub1 PLC, formerly known as Mobil, in 2018 paid a final dividend of 8.25 naira. The earning per share of the firm for quarter 4 2019 is 25.87 naira, up by 5.33% when compared to the earning per share of 24.56 naira in full year 2018. Earnings per share of the Dub1 PLC for full year 2019 is projected at 25 naira based on the dividend payout ratio of 33.59% adopted by the firm in 2018 and a projected earning per share of 25 naira. We expect Mobil to pay a final dividend of 8.50 naira for 2019 year end. The earning per share of Stanbic IBTC in their quarter 4 report was 7.14 naira, up by 0.8% when compared to the earning per share of 7.09 naira reported in full year 2018. We expect an earning per share of about 7 naira in the full year audited reports. Stanbic IBTC paid a total dividend of 2.50 naira in 2018, implying 34.39% dividend payout. The holding company has already given an interim dividend of 1 naira in the half year of 2019. We expect the organization to pay a final dividend of 1.50 naira for year end 2019. Altogether, a total dividend of 2.50 naira is projected for Stanbic IBTC. Fidelity Bank declared a final dividend of 11 kobo in 2018. In their unaudited report for quarter 4, the earning per share stands at 1.02 naira, up by 29.11% when compared to the earning per share of 79 kobo declared in 2018. Earning per share of 1 naira is projected for Fidelity Bank when the audited report is eventually released. Based on the dividend payout ratio of 13.92% the bank gave in 2018, and with the projected earning per share of 1 naira, we expect Fidelity Bank to pay a final dividend of 14 kobo. Guarantee Trust Bank in 2018 gave total dividend of 2.75 naira, that is 2.45 naira as final dividend and 30 kobo as interim dividend. This represents 43.86% dividend payout from the earning per share of 6.27 naira that year. Consistently since 2016, the earning per share of Guarantee Trust Bank has been on the upward trend. In 2016, the earning per share of the bank was 4.05 naira. In 2017, earning per share grew to 5.79 naira, and in 2018, it grew to 6.27 naira. Earning per share of Guarantee Trust Bank for full year 2019 audited report is projected around 7 naira. The bank has already declared an interim dividend of 30 kobo in half year 2019. A final dividend of 2.70 naira is projected for Guarantee Trust Bank. This implies a total dividend payout of 3 naira in 2019. In 2018, Zenith Bank gave an interim dividend of 30 kobo and a final dividend of 2.50 naira. Altogether, a total dividend of 2.80 naira was paid to investors. In 2016, earning per share for Zenith Bank was 4.12 naira. Earning per share grew to 5.67 naira in 2017. In 2018, Zenith Bank grew its earnings to 6.15 naira. Earnings per share of Zenith Bank is projected in the region of 7 naira when the audited report for full year 2019 reports is released. Zenith Bank gave interim dividend of 30 kobo in half year 2019. We expect a final dividend of 2.90 naira based on dividend payout ratio of 45.53% adopted in 2018. Coupled with the projected earnings of 7 naira, we expect a final dividend of 2.90 naira based on the dividend payout ratio of 45.53% adopted in 2018, coupled with the projected earnings of 7 naira. Zenith Bank will pay a total dividend of 3.20 naira in full year 2019. United Bank for Africa paid a total dividend of 86 kobo in 2018, out of which 20 kobo was interim dividend and 65 kobo was final dividend. Looking at the past earnings per share of UBA, it has been in the region of 2 naira since 2016. In 2016, earning per share of the bank was 2.11 naira. In 2017, earning per share grew to 2.27 naira. And in 2018, earning per share of UBA grew to 2.30 naira. Earning per share of the bank in full year 2019 audited report is projected around 2.50 naira, as interim dividend of 20 naira has been paid to shareholders in half year 2019. UBA might likely pay a final dividend of 65 naira for full year 2019, just like the previous year, bringing it to a total dividend payout of 85 naira. UBA paid 75 kobo in 2016 as dividend. In 2017, dividend grew to 85 kobo. In 2018, 85 kobo dividend was also paid as the previous year. Dividend payout for 2019 cannot be less than 85 kobo, if not more. I'm going to stop here for today. Meanwhile, be free to express your views by calling or sending messages to the following numbers: 003-2244723 and 081-61-318569. 003-2244723 and 081-61-318569. You can also call same numbers to join our Telegram group's 24-hour discussions. Simply download Telegram app and request to be added. Also, log on to our website, www.stocksng.com, to listen to the copy of this audio and many more. And you can also read up many other articles. I want to say a very big thank you to you for listening. It's how far we can go today, but I'll surely come your way again tomorrow, same time, same station. My name remains Ruth Ibikunle. Bye for now, and enjoy the rest of your week.
The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.